Well, Joe O'Neill, we saw Unchain My Heart score a very impressive win in the listed Bagot handicap over 2,800 metres at Flemington yesterday. Yeah, you must have been thrilled.
Well, very happy, Peter. I brought her out of the paddock as a yearling and syndicated her amongst our clients. And as you know, she's always shown good promise. And David thought she'd make a stay, but you know, since she won at Randwick on Melbourne Cup Day, she's had 5 goes at a mile and a half or further for 4 wins and a second. So she's pretty smart.
Well, look, she's come a long way in a short time, really, because you know she's still a restricted class mare in terms of races won, but winning that race, it's quite a prestigious race. But I guess when they can stay, they can work their way through classes and jump up grades quickly.
Yeah, one of the things about her, mate, that's been apparent right from day one is that she's very clean-winded. Yeah. In fact, sometimes when you look at her, the way she comes back after she works, you think she was a Beale. And you know, because of that, when David thought, well, eventually when I get her to the right trip and get her out over the right ground, he said, I think she's going to be more than useful. And his judgment's been spot on.
Well, she's been up since July, and she's had a reasonably long preparation. And I know how much you've wanted to win a Launceston Cup. Would you still like to get there with Unchain My Heart?
Well, the plan with her is we're going to see how she's over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
David said to me this morning she's pulled up as if she hadn't had a run.
Right.
And we'll take her back up to Lindsay Park at Yarrowa and do a little bit of work with her up and down the hills there and a bit of swimming with her. And we'll be aiming, her next run will be in the Launceston Cup, and that'll be her lead-up run into the Adelaide Cup.
Fantastic. Well, that's great, mate. And that's having a mare with that sort of wind behind her in the Bagot handicap, it's going to add a little bit to the race, that's for sure.
Oh, I think it's good, you know. I mean, we've been, you know, supporting Tasmanian racing for a few years now and had terrific success down there, with our best probably result being winning the Oaks with Maha Shakri. But other horses like Huskies, and there are too many Reds, I think, so on the verge of winning a good race. He'll run in the Devonport Cup next week.
Well, he was
we've got a nice team.
He was a good runner.
We've got a nice team of horses getting ready for the carnival, and we've only, you know, it's just starting to come together now. We've got 3 running tomorrow.
We've got Faith and Courage going around tomorrow, and is she heading towards 1,000 guineas?
Wait and see, she'll tell us where she's going. I mean, we won with another concerto on Monday on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And she'll go to the 3-mile race in a couple of weeks, and her target's to go to the 1,000 guineas and then probably the Strut Stakes and Oaks.
Okay.
But we'll just see how they come along. She's a nice filly, Faith and Courage, but like a half brother, too many Reds, you know, she's just taking a little bit of time to find her feet.
Mm. All right, mate. Look, congratulations again on Unchain My Heart winning the Bagot. And it's great news that she is coming down to tackle the Amy Launceston Cup. Well done, Joe.
Thanks very much, Pete. And all the best for the new year, by the way.